It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some Colorado school districts are preparing to open for in-person learning next month. Governor Jared Polis says it's important that the state doesn't interrupt education or sacrifice a child's future just because of the pandemic. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Some educators have said they don't feel safe going back to work in person and are pushing for remote learning only. Polis says he doesn't think that approach is sustainable and says teachers will have to make decisions just like a lot of other workers.
It's, you know, really hard for people who work in restaurants and retail trying to decide, is it worth risking my health or risking my job? It's hard for people across society. And of course, that means it's hard for educators. It's hard for teachers. It's a difficult decision to make.
Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters that school districts do need to be prepared to temporarily go online as needed. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Law students in Colorado have new protocols for the upcoming bar exam. That's the response from the state Supreme Court to demands from some students to cancel the test. CPR's Paolo Shalsita has more.
Law students will be able to transfer their applications for the July exam to the February test date and apply to be eligible for limited supervised practice. Dana Steiner, a recent graduate of CU Law, says the changes aren't enough.
It didn't appear that the court or the Office of Attorney Admissions had actually taken time to consider our requests and our grievances because it came out so quickly.
Recent grads have been advocating for diploma privilege, which would cancel the need for a bar exam. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that parts of Weld County currently excluded from certain air pollution regulations should not be. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
The D.C. Circuit Appeals Court ruled that the EPA was wrong to not include northern Weld County in Colorado's non-attainment area. That's an area of 9 counties, including Denver and Boulder, that doesn't meet federal ozone air quality standards. The EPA argues emissions from this part of Weld County don't impact the Front Range because the Cheyenne Ridge, an elevated area of land, blocks pollution from traveling south. The court found that interpretation to be arbitrary. The ruling sends the matter back to the EPA. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.